as means avatar. At least they consider as parshad. The that the agents of Narayana, they are sent here to help the people. Alva. 12 Alvar came so far in the Dravida country. And the first Alvar is that gentleman, Namalwar, or Satavi Shataku. What he has given in Tamil, that is considered to be the Dravida Ved. They consider as respect for his advices, as we give respect to the Veda, Tamil Veda. And there, the exclusive devotion to Narayana that is given there. And the Smarana, Saranagati. Saranagati has got the highest respect, commands the highest. And they classify Saranagati into two classes, perhaps you know. As they say, this Marjaranai and the Markotanai, two kinds of Saranagati. In the monkey section we find that the child, he catches his mother, its mother, and mother may take him up there everywhere. But he very fastly holds the mother, the child. That is a type of Saranagati for the child. He very carefully and very strongly he catches the mother. And wherever mother goes, it's scattered there automatically. And there is another Marjaranai, the cat. The cat child, it does not care anything, but the whole thing left on the mother. The mother cat will catch the child bite on the neck and take here and there anyhow. But he does not know, doesn't care to do anything. The whole self, independent, dependence on mother. That is a class of Saranagati. And they say that is the highest type of Saranagati. The whole self dependence on the Supreme. I won't take any step whatsoever. Full, complete dependence. That Marjaranai and that monkey gave you all over Markatanai, two kinds of Sarva. But Saranagati has been given much importance. It is Amadriya section. It has been decided in this way. Mere Saranagati can give you everything. This Sravan Kirtan, other so many forms of devotion unnecessary. It will come up, yeah. It's so itself. Only your duty will be to increase the dependence on him. And everything will come automatically. So Saranagati is the foundation on which the bhajan, the service, will go on. and Saranagati is the foundation. After surrendering, whatever I shall do, I have already given bond, or I understand that I am not person, I am like property of the Supreme Lord. Just as Vikrita Sujatha Pasu, a tamed animal. That animal has got no person. The owner is the person. He can sell, he can kill, he can do anything. His position is that of a property, of the owner. Our position should be like that. With this spirit, whatever I shall do, it will go to my master. I am not the owner, not the party person. This is Saranagati. The Saranagati is of two types. This Madhyaranyaya, that is considered to be the highest type, the nothing. To nothing to do. But Mahaprabhu, he did not prefer these two examples. We find from him, of no criticism, but still find he has given the example that one is dropped into the well and some rope extended and he must catch. And the other helpers such as David, he must cooperate. Free will is there. We cannot ashigar kara. We cannot deny that Jeev has got his free. Otherwise the whole body is on the absolute, on the absolute leela. And why Jeev is coming into the this side, but he is enjoying or suffering the results of his karma. Responsibility is on him, not with the absolute. So some sort of freedom must be admitted. Of course, smallest freedom, but still it is there. And the cooperation is necessary. It may be least, but still it has got its place. And with that least chance of cooperation, Jeev can be helped. So Mahaprabhu has given such examples that fallen in your well. Otherwise, the scriptures, the punishment and education has got no meaning. Everything is the absolute flow, outcome of the absolute flow. That is, of course, in the region of Yoga Maya. But in Mahamaya, something amiss, something wrong. And that is due to the vulnerability of the scanty freedom what the Jiva soul has got. By misusing that, we are in such deplorable condition. The responsibility with Jiva, not with God. The samsara. Just as on the misuse of the independence, one is to go to prison house. Prison house. Improper use of one's national freedom. So, prisons, prison houses are resting on the undesirable reaction of the people. Otherwise, no necessity. Something like that. Anyhow, Acharyas from the south, with Vaishnava faith, has come. Mostly, even Shankara is also from the south. They are intellectual giants. Buddha is in this side, Nardan side, and Vyasadeva, of course, in Nardan, Parasara, etc., big previous Acharya, they are here. But the middle age Acharyas, they come from southern India, Vaishnava Acharya. So, if we find that geography has got some position, but that is not to be followed by extreme. Anyway, generally, Bengal is considered to be, this eastern side of India is considered to be the out of the holy places in India. Pandav Vajita. Pandav did not went. Pandav moved anywhere, everywhere, but they did not come to East Bengal. They say that is the symptom of impurity of the East Bengal. Just as Kali Yuga, the worst in the time, and Bengal is also standing by the side of the Aryan culture, that's considered to be impure. The Kali and the Bengal, and the Mahaprabhu came here, and he came here when the worst enemy of revealed truth is this logical thought, so-called. The logical development, culture of logical development reached its acme during the time of Mahaprabhu, this Nabbanaya. It is admitted by the whole of India, all the scholars of India, that logical culture reached its extreme point in Bengal at the time of Mahaprabhu. And just he appeared. And that is the worst enemy of revealed truth, of theistic thought. Everything they must examine, and whether it is true or not, it is false or true, good or bad, they will come to judge everything. They will examine. At that time Mahaprabhu came and they crushed their heads and announced that Gyan Sunna Bhakti, you are all disqualified. Knowledge is disqualified. Only devotion can help you. We are told that Mahaprabhu also, he composed some outlines of Nyayashastra. And the greatest scholar of the period, he got that copy when Mahaprabhu and he was making a journey in a boat at Ganges. When he found, he began to weep tears, began to run down from his eyes. Why, friend, you are? I have written a book. But if your commentary is ever stands, then none will come to read my book, my commentary over Nazareth. Oh, is it so? So you are crying. Let me see the book. Took and threw into the Ganges water. What do you do? What? Yes, I have done. Right. This is opal, that is unfruitful. This Nayashastra, this gyan, this type of knowledge cannot help us to reach to the goal. Opal, this unfruitful. So this is not a valuable thing, what I have thrown in the water. That Mimai Pandit declared that Gan Sunna Bhakti, surrender. Surrender to the high, that is really fruitful. And to go to challenge and to discuss and to want proof, he will neglect you. He won't care to hear your clamor. So if we really want to have an association with the higher, then this is not the way, the challenge. I shall take it in the laboratory and analyze and from the seat of a judge, I shall examine it. All these are ludicrous. Ludicrous. Get a general conception of the higher. The judging faculty is eliminated. Our Guru Maharaj used to use this expression generally, puppy brain. The brain of a little dog is puppy. Puppy means kukur bachcha. The small child of a dog. And brain, puppy brain. We went to measure the infant to our puppy brain. It is ludicrous. Of something else. That is Saranagati, surrender. Pranipat, Pariprasno Seva. First Pranipat, surrender. Pranipat means surrender. That is the token, the symptom, the emblem of surrendering, Pranipat means to fall at the feet. I have finished all my capacity, proved fruitless. I am disappointed. If there is any hope, any prospect, it is with you. With this attitude, to prostrate before the Guru. You can make or mar, you can save or kill. No other alternative. I fall at your feet. Be merciful. Save me. All I shall have to die. Punishment. Then puri prasna, inquiry, honest inquiry. Not with the spirit of testing or any examination or anything like that. Eager tendency to know higher things, whether that will accept me or not, within its own circle. Puri prasna. And the main thing is seva, service. Service. I am disgusted with my present position. Finished all prospect. No hope. Anyhow, I may be accommodated with the help of some higher knowledge that I, the prospect I may have to leave further. No charm of living such life. I am found there. such a type of life that has got no value. All in the midst of mortal, inevitable mortal influence. Every second I am being killed. It is intolerable for me to remain, to continue my existence in this sphere. Save me. Give some engagement there. Seva. Superior. It is natural and reasonable that if we want any association of the superior, then that must be in the way of service. I should be utilized by you. Not I want to utilize you in my way. That is the most important thing. I want to be utilized. I cannot utilize other things by my knowledge of interest. I want to be utilized. I want to be a coolie, not an enemy. It is better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, that satanic expression, just the opposite. It is better to serve in heaven than to reign in hell. So I am eager to have recognition of my utilization in the service of the higher. With this spirit only we can search for the reality. For him, not for myself. For him. This is the most difficult criteria. To understand and also to practice, to follow. At every step, at every thought, every posture, we must remind, we must keep it in our mind that whether this criterion is invited to measure my activity. At every step, of course in its intrinsic value, not external value. Panibhapa, in Veda also, Patashoka Guru Mevabhidachi, Samit Pani Srutti Angbam Manishtha, Samit Pani. Samit means the wood which is necessary for this sacrifice, for the fire. That's the gross materials which is necessary for this function. That must be collected by me, gross side. And the other side will come from him, Ajak. Sotriyang Brahmanishthang, not only theoretical but practical knowledge. The Acharya must have, this is his symptom. And the Shishya, he will go in his own necessity. Own necessity. He will collect the materials, grass, whatever necessary. Samit Pani means that. Samit Pani. Samit, in other words, Paripad Paripasana Seva. It has been explained like that. Samit means what is necessary things for the fire sacrifice. And this fire is another type of fire, which can burn avidya. Avidya. Gyanagni sabba karmani vasna sahapkruti can reduce to ashes all our material impulse and aspirations that may be reduced to ashes. That sort of fire. The light, as light can disperse darkness. That sort of fire. The samitpani srutriyam brahmanishtam and then Bhagavad Gita, Gyanino Tattvadarshino, Acharya's qualification. And in Bhagavatam also, Saddhi Paricha Nishnatam Brahmanya Pashamasvayam. Piyaji Gaurata. Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta Jigyasu Sreyam Uttamam. Tasmat, when his prospect is finished, prospect attraction for this world and the prospect finished, he will see that everything is treacherous. Besides this treacherous, what I went, they apparently proposed to give us some pleasure, but ultimately that is transformed into pain, reaction. So, the soil is treacherous. Apparently proposes to give something, but ultimately it is proved that this is just the opposite. Tita, adhattika, abhivautika, abhivautika. Tasmat guru prapadyeta. Then one to approach guru. The heavy, that cannot be removed from his position, who is so heavily posted there, none can remove him from his position, his principle, his understanding. Guru, Prabhupada, will take refuge under him, surrender to him. Jigyasu Sreyam Uttamam. And what is the best for us? Please advise me. I am nonplussed, perplexed to think out what is good and the bad. Nothing I can ascertain. As if the whole taste and hope is crushed, hopeless, disappeared. There is no good prospect in life that can be disappointed. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. Is there any good life, fair life, higher life, that what we should live, we should hope to live? Is there any such life possible? Of the whole world, this pessimistic section. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. Sabde Parecha Nishnatam, who is practiced, well practiced in two things. The revealed truth, revealed scriptures, the previous gurus that has left their stress and knowledge about that. Pari, not only the theoretical side, not only the intellectual side, but also has got practical experience. Touch is established in such position. And he is experiencing the benefit of that plane. Not only in abstract intellectualism, that yes, such is there. But he is established properly, has got some basis, foundation, where from he can never be removed. Such position, such form adjustment he has got, that no discord can canvas him to its own side. Jasmin jnati sattvam idam vikratam bhavati. Jasmin prapti sattvam idam praptam bhavati. This type of position. Vidyati hridayagranti chiddanti sab. It may be, may not be full, but that quality position. Vidyati hridayagranti chiddanti. It is quite natural. Where we are wandering, we are roaming, it is artificial. But quite natural position is there. So slightest of that plane, he will firmly feel that this is my home, a part of my home. Not the whole home he may capture, may be master of. But this is my home. This sort of firm conception he has got. Vidyati hridayagranti. How is this possible? Heart's inner flow can give the guarantee. The heart is sealed, hridaya. Hridayagranti, vidyati. They get the tie in our heart. That is stone. And the natural flow to know his own, that has sprung, the flow has come from there. And just going to the similar thing, oh, this is my own. This is my own. Something like intuition, recognition will come like that. This is my own. Vidyati hridayagranti, and that the flow of devotion, ahituki and apritihata, which is uncheckable, irresistible, and causeless, natural, will have existed. That will know his own, recognize his own side, own friend quality. Vidyati chiddanti sarva saṃśaya. No doubt can enter in that plane. It is my home. I have got recognition. I won't like to hear argument from other quarters. Examine it, then you no. My heart has recognized automatically. This is automatic relationship. Siddhanti sarva saṃśaya. No room of any doubt, any suspicion, any calculation. Sarva saṃśaya. Arkhiyanti jasya karmāni. The tendency, the prejudice for other sorts of past life vanishes immediately. Tasmin drishti parāvāri, coming in contact with that great infinite. And in another place, this is in first chapter of Bhagavata, parāvār, that infinite, no this side, that side, no limit. the connection with the finite merging in the infinite. And another place, Mai Dishti Yokhidatmani, when his own intimate friend is seen everywhere. So, he's everywhere, my friend is there, in this way. Sympathetic element, friendly element. I'm within them. I was wandering in the enemy's country, foreign country. Now quite at home. Something in this way we get our position by surrendering, by approaching a real Acharya, the agent that's sent by the Divine Lord. Mai Dishti Yokhidatmani. Then there the life proper begins. And Mahaprabhu says, yes, yo hoy aage kahua. The calculation, the zone of knowledge, suspicion, discussion, all finished. Now you are at home, and how to enjoy the home life, you begin try to understand together from here, infinite. Different departments, different groups, different. Only to have a touch, Brahma Samsparsam, only to have a touch of that transcendental substance is not all, but there is condition, there is group in services, how to live there. How to live there, only mere entrance is not. Of course that is revolutionary gain, but still that is not the finish. We have to, after coming home, we have to get engagement in our culture, cultivation, there, family life. Mattu jala takta samasta karma, nivedita atma vichikirsito me, tadamatattam paripadyamana, umatma huyaya chakalpati bhaiya. They enter into my family. Tatu mang tattatu gyatta visati tadanantaram. After coming to know me fully, then they enter into me. Me means, king means, not a person only. King means his family, his army, his office, administration, so many things. Raja Chavati. So there is also this variegated things. One in many, many in one. But that is substantial, not artificial, not deceitful in nature. As both Vaikuntha, to live in the relativity of infinite possibility. Only with the dictation and the help of the Acharya and the regulations, law books, all these things. Thinking about the prospect. Some sort of intellectualism is there in that lower portion. But in the higher, that is something like this case, intuition. Intuition takes the charge. Automatic guidance, something like this. computer, automatic guidance there. And the response from the heart with that. And that is love. That is priti. That is attraction, which encourages us to serve unconsciously. We can go on with that, but unconsciously, but still we receive the salary. We get the salary, that is premodhan, more increment in our earnestness to perform the duty. In this way, Hare Krishna, what's the time? So many groups classification there. Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Mata. It is not philosophy mere ontology, but practical life. We have to get. How? We must engage our energy in that point. It is reality. It is not poetry. But it is beautiful, more than poetic idea. But still, not imagination. We must translate it into action. See your theory. Janisha sadbhubhudanam tushyam jagrati tushyam jagrati samyami jushyam jagrati bhudani janisha avasya. Day to one is night to another, and night to one is day to another. I was very busy about material achievement. And there are so many who are busy to get out of this material achievement. And with bitter experience, as a reaction, they want to have a eternal sleep, an eternal sleep in samadhi, disgusted with the ways and forms of this life. But the fortunate scold, they get hope and the connection of the divine life in them by giving, by dedication. To have a faith in that is the first beginning, Shraddha. Shraddha, that there is the positive. As I tell, that the seed of the revealed truth is the Veda and the Gayatri, which by chanting which we can get emancipation, Gayatri. And the seed of that Gayatri is Omkar. Om. And what is the meaning of the Om in Sanskrit? Yes. Om means yes. I learned it from Telugu this when I went to in a preaching camp, preaching party in the south. I found that when we say something, Om, Om, Om. What is this? Om, Om. They are utilizing, yes, yes, in this